The reading is from Romans chapter 4. What then shall we say was gained by Abraham, our forefather, according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. Now to the one who works, his wages are not counted as a gift, but as his due. And to the one who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteousness. Just as David also speaks of the blessing of the one to whom God counts righteousness apart from works. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven, and whose sin are covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord will not count his sin. Is this blessing then only for the circumcised, or also for the uncircumcised? We say that faith was counted to Abraham as righteousness. How then was it counted to him? Was it before or after he had been circumcised? It was not after, but before he was circumcised. He was received the sign of circumcision as a seal of the righteousness that he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised. The purpose was to make him the father of all who believe without being circumcised, so that righteousness would be counted to them as well, and to make him the father of the circumcised, who are not merely circumcised, but who also walk in the footsteps of the faith that our father Abraham had before he was circumcised. This is the word of the Lord.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Back in the 18th century, the mystic Emanuel Swedenborg sarcastically described the Lutheran as a man who was locked up in a dark room, pacing back and forth, eyes closed, saying to himself, I am justified by faith alone. I am justified by faith alone. I am justified by faith alone. Justification by faith alone. Is it really such a big deal? Or is it a threadbare mantra chanted with monotony by those whose ecumenical vision is impaired, making them incapable of seeing the rich vistas of the biblical revelation? After all, we are piously told that there is more than one entree on the biblical buffet. Well, the Apostle Paul asserts that justification by faith alone really is a big deal. In fact, it's a matter of being either under curse or blessing, of condemnation or acquittal. Yes, it is a matter of life or death. To make his point, the apostle showcases Abraham. Was he accounted righteous, or to use that wonderful old word that we still use down south, reckoned? Was he reckoned righteous by faith or by works? Here is Abraham, forefather of the Jews according to the flesh. No doubt he is a heroic figure with works sufficient for boasting before men, but not before God. There's absolutely no space for boasting there. The question of justification is inescapable for Abraham and for us. If you are not justified by faith, you will seek it elsewhere. Pay attention to the way people speak. Pay attention to your own language. No one wants to be wrong. And we'll muster whatever words we can, and we'll harness whatever rhetoric is at our disposal to declare ourselves, to reckon ourselves right. And our actions and our attitudes justified. Listen to the eulogies delivered at the funeral of an unbeliever. Isn't it curious that those who claim not to believe in God are so pressed in the face of death to declare that the life now ended was good, right, and justified? They are limpid attempts to reckon the deceased as righteous with an appeal to his virtues as a husband or father, his professional accomplishments, his athletic allegiances to the Ohio State University, or his membership in the Rotary Club. Good works that might indeed provide something to boast about before the world. But such eulogies turn out to be empty absolutions. They do not account righteous before God. It works well in the obituary, but the obituary never gets you out of the grave. And circumcision would not cut it for Abraham. Paul painstakingly makes the case of the chronology of Abraham's faith. Faith was there before circumcision. It is by faith, not the cutting of the flesh, that Abraham is reckoned righteous. Likewise to us, the righteousness which is ours through faith in Christ Jesus is a righteousness of faith and not the works of the law. And what is this faith which justifies? It is a trust not in the works of the law, which means it is not seeking to judge ourselves righteous by any standard of perfection, including all the sometimes subtle and sometimes not too subtle measuring rods we are tempted to use to make it clear that we are right. Faith lets go of all of that, puts it to death, leaves it in the garbage, and in its place, trust in God who justifies the ungodly. There is perhaps no more pointed statement of salvation in all of Holy Scripture than these words of the apostle. And to the one who does not work but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteousness. This is not faith in faith, for faith has an object outside of itself. It is faith in the promise, not a reliance on works. Paul holds up Abraham as a model, as a prototype of this faith, not because he was circumcised as the father of all who believe, but because he was the ungodly one whose faith was credited to him as righteousness. The blessing later proclaimed by David, "Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord will not count his sin," is true of Abraham. But we may not end with Abraham, for God, who accounted him righteous, does the same for you. As Paul says later on in this chapter, these things were written not for Abraham's sake, but also for us. For the promise extends through Old Testament history into your very hearing right now. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing not any word, but the word of Christ, the word of the cross. And this faith is counted to you as righteousness, as you believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord, the one who was put to death for your trespasses and raised again for your justification. On account of that, you are reckoned as righteous. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting.